to the end of the week. And right here on the Y'all Show for the next 3 hours, we're going to walk through what's going on across the region and give you plenty of news and commentary, as well as some sports information and some music fun coming up on today's show about the South. John Rawl is my name. I am your humble host. And we appreciate you, again, wrapping up your week with us. We've had a great, I mean, outstanding rebirth week as we started back on Monday. And in fact, in a few minutes, we're going to introduce ICYMI. That stands for In Case Y'all Missed It. And that's where we'll go back to a clip of something from earlier in the week and let you get a taste of what you might have missed out on, if indeed you did. And that'll be coming up. In fact, I'll go ahead and tell you what it's going to be. It's going to be a conversation we had with our co-host Megan Headwall about getting fit. That was on her first appearance on Monday, and she's a very, very in-shape lady. And she came on here and gave us some pointers about staying in shape. So we'll have a little bit of that interview coming up later in this first hour. Plus, we'll have an update on what's going on with the NBA, and I'll even squeeze in some NHL talk. Yes, hockey, because we've got at least one team in the South that's moving on in the playoffs, the race for the Stanley Cup, and we'll tell you who all that is. All right here on Y'all. If you want to call us, if you want to text us, let me tell you how you do that. It's pretty darn easy. If you want to text us, we've got a 24/7 line that you can text anytime. That number is 615-208-4184. 615-208-4184. And I got a text last night from somebody wanting to be part of the show, and I'll try to squeeze that text in as we go forward. Again, anytime you want, you can text us at that number. You also can leave the old-fashioned voicemail at 615-208-4184. If calling in directly is more of your style, the number to do that is 731-554-1169. We're powered by y'all.com. It is the South's ultimate homepage, and it's a guide to the South. Go there right now. I'm going to be, after the show today, posting a lot of stories. We've got a lot of new content that's come in, and I'll be posting a variety of stories at y'all.com. Y-A-L-L.com. A four-letter word you can go and tell everybody and not be ashamed of. For the Y'all, YALL.com. Check it out. The ultimate guide to the South. Well, again, it's been a great first week, and let's get into this first hour of our finale for the week here on Y'all. The big story nationally is going on at the U.S. Texas, of course, Texas is part of the U.S., Mexico. It's going on at the Rio Grande. It's going on also in Arizona and California and New Mexico. Title 42 came to an end at midnight, and an influx of migrants coming in from northern Mexico is going to be the story not only today but going throughout the weekend. President Joe Biden's administration has introduced new asylum rules and a bid to get asylum seekers to stop coming across the border illegally by reviving and sharpening pre-pandemic penalties, while also creating new legal pathways to asylum aim to cut out unscrupulous smugglers. You know, you got those guys, those bad, ugly, nasty fellows from south of the border who like to sneak across drugs and other things that are harmful to this country. The mules bringing them in over the Rio Grande. And so that's what one of the things that the administration is trying to knock out, if at all possible. But the Title 42, the Trump-era doctrine that sent a lot of people back across the border, has expired. And it was in place since March of 2020. Again, that allowed border officials to quickly return asylum seekers back over the border on grounds of preventing the spread of COVID-19. I saw a helpful article that came out, and it explained a little bit more about Title 42, about what it did and how immigration policy is now going to change. Echoing what I just said, as Title 42 is the name of that emergency health authority that came out in March of 2020. Before that, migrants could cross illegally, ask for asylum, and be allowed into the U.S. They were then screened and often released to wait out their immigration cases. you know, and I know that oftentimes they did not show up when their so-called case would be held. They just disappeared in the systems. And so officials in this country turned away migrants more than 2.8 million times, and oftentimes families and children traveling along were exempt back in those days. But there were often big-time problems with someone illegally crossing the border. So migrants were able to try again and again to cross on the chance that they would get into the country. And as we well know, there are millions and millions and millions of illegal migrants that have come into America that have essentially said, the heck with the rules, I'm going to do whatever I can to just be in this country and enjoy the benefits of living in America. Whether I want to become a citizen or not, that's a whole nother story. But the Title 42 comes to an end. So what happens next after this thing ended at midnight? The Biden administration has now put into place a series of new policies cracking down on illegal crossings. The administration says it's trying to stop people from paying smuggling operations to make a dangerous and often deadly journey into this country. Now there will be strict consequences. Migrants caught crossing illegally will not be allowed to return for 5 years and can face criminal prosecution if they do. Now, come on. With the amount of people coming across, I can't imagine that that's going to really be enforced. Here are some new asylum rules under U.S. and international law. Anyone who comes into the country can ask for asylum. People from all over the world, and we know that there are hundreds of countries represented in this migrant influx. The ones that are caught are screened to determine whether they have a credible fear of persecution in their country that they're coming from. Then their case, after they're caught, goes into the immigration court system to determine if they can stay here in this country, but that process often takes years. So they're often released into the country to wait out their cases. So it's really, really a huge mess. So who exactly is coming in? The ones that are coming in, the majority of them right now, according to U.S. officials, they will accept up to 30,000 people per month from Venezuela, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Cuba, as long as they come by air, have a sponsor, and apply online first. The government will also allow up to 100,000 people from Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras into the U.S. who have family here if they, too, apply online. I hope the internet works well in these countries down there, like Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras, because it looks like they got to get on there and apply. I wonder if they apply in English. Border officials will often deport people, including turning 30,000 people per month from Venezuela, Haiti, Nicaragua, Cuba, who will be back sent back over the border to Mexico. It is who wants to be that Border Patrol person or judge or whoever splitting up families, sending people back? But we've got a big mess. It's been going on as a big mess, and now it's on steroids with this Title 42 coming to an end. And it looks like the Biden administration has really dropped the ball on coming up with a more sensible plan. And, you know, as we've said here this week on this show, and other shows have said similar things, why are these people coming here? I don't think it's just to make money. I think it's because of all the perks of coming here. And we're, in a lot of ways, rolling out the red carpet for these people to come, risk their lives to come here. And they're not just coming from these countries I just mentioned that are the countries that where there are definite policies in place to help them come into the country. People from Venezuela, Nicaragua, Cuba, and more. Title 42, again, it's going to be a big story throughout the next couple of days, throughout the weekend for sure, and really going forward. Because now that it's lifted, 42 is lifted, there's plenty of time now for people from many, many other countries to get their tails to Mexico or somewhere south of there and then flock up to the border and come on across and be welcome with that gift bag from Joe Biden's administration. That's what it sure appears as. Earlier this week here on the Y'all Show, we told you about Fort Hood in Texas being renamed because the administration has determined that if you have a a military post that's named after a Confederate. Well, golly, that's got to go, and we got to change it with something kind of woke. We got to get all woke up in the military. And one of the more prestigious forts, besides just Fort Hood for the United States Army, is Fort Benning in Georgia. And now it's been renamed. Been renamed after General Harold Hal Moore and his wife Julia. Moore served in the Army between 1945 and 1977. His most famous role while serving in the military was he was in that battle in Vietnam in 1965, the Battle of Y Drong Valley, which is considered the first major battle in Vietnam. And his role there in that battle led to the 2002 film We Were Soldiers. His wife, Julia, was equally distinguished as a leader of Army family programs and changed how the family of military, how they care for the widows of fallen soldiers. Fort Benning becomes one of nine Army installations being renamed after the recommendation of a congressional commission, which was set up to remove anything Confederate from our military. Established in 1918, back in the Great War, Fort Benning was named after Brigadier General Henry Benning, who, if you know anything about Civil War history, this guy, from what I can tell you, was inconsequential. I've never heard of Henry Benning until right now. I've heard of his last name, but I have no idea what Henry Benning did in the war between the states. But that's still not good enough for the government to give him a pass. He's got to be erased from history. So, yes, we now have a new fort where the soldiers go to train to become airborne soldiers and more, one of the largest. It might be the largest military base, actually. Fort Benning in Georgia, and I know it stretches across with training in Alabama as well, down in the Columbus area, Columbus, Georgia. It's now not Fort Benning, y'all. It is now called, I guess, Fort Harold Moore and Julia Moore. Give me more of Moore. Come on, what in the heck is going on, y'all? Okay, let's move on to another story. This is a sad story coming out of Alabama. If you are a person who's heard of the company Buttermilk Lipstick, the founder of that, Rebecca Gordon, has died at the age of 50. She died unexpectedly Sunday, and she was on all kinds of social media with her cooking and entertaining tips. I don't think I had seen that, but she was a Southern lady and the founder of this Buttermilk Lipstick site. It was a brand, and she authored two cookbooks and had recipes and tailgating tips with flair. She had a lot of really neat cooking tutorials, appealed to the amateur hoping to impress, and kind of a really more modern, if you will, trendy Paula Deen, it sounds like. A colleague of hers in the Birmingham area, Brian Pope, said that she had just the absolute best bubbly personality, a beautiful soul who was upbeat and kind. Rebecca could take a chicken wing and a piece of bread and turn it into a masterpiece. She was a Mountain Brook High School alum, as well as an alum of the University of Alabama and the Johnson & Wales Culinary School. She worked at Southern Living for 13 years and then kind of started her own thing with this Buttermilk Lipstick. She also co-hosted Southern Living's Tailgate Playbook back in 2012 on the Great American Country GAC channel. She leaves behind her husband, Matthew. Again, Rebecca Gordon, Southern businesswoman and founder of Buttermilk Lipstick. You might have seen it on social media at some point, has died at the age of 50. Good news if you are in the Volunteer State. Governor Bill Lee continuing to make headlines this week. The latest headline is the second-term governor now has signed the single largest tax cut in Tennessee's history into law. The governor said this act will provide over $400 million in savings for families in Tennessee as well as businesses. The Tennessee Works Tax Act, according to Lee, has these hundreds of million dollars of tax cuts Looking closer at the act, $273 million for a one-time three-month sales tax holiday on grocery items to direct relief for Tennessee families. So that is a welcome addition. More than $150 million in savings in the annual small business tax relief, helping out small businesses across the state. Also, it provides foundation for supporting Tennessee's continued economic growth, aligning the volunteer state with more than 30 states by adopting something called the single sales factor. Again, a great thing if you're a Tennessee. Remember, Tennessee, the state that does not have an income tax. I think Tennessee and Florida may be the only two of our 16 southern states that don't have a state income tax. Other states, are you listening? I know other states have played around with eliminating their own sales tax, and they just haven't found the moxie to pull the trigger somehow. But that's a big plus. I know items often are a little bit more expensive in Tennessee than they could be in states that have a sales tax, but all in all, especially when tax time comes in April, and if you're in Tennessee and you don't have to fill out a state income tax thingy and have to pay money for that, you only have to pay the federal government, then you're a proud Tennessean at that point. Plus, you don't have to pay the postage to send something, I guess, to Nashville and have them comb through millions of tax returns from a state level. Let's go back to Mississippi here this week and more on that whole welfare scandal that's been going on down there, the welfare misspending scandal that Governor Phil Bryant, the former governor of the state, has just this week said he's going to have a lawsuit going toward a publication called Mississippi Today because of comments they made about him and his alleged welfare misspending as governor. Well, one of the celebrities tied up in that case was killed Mississippi's own and Southern Miss Golden Eagle quarterback extraordinaire Brett Favre. He also had a little time in a place called Green Bay in the NFL as quarterback. But Brett Favre this week has officially announced he's going to end a lawsuit against former Indianapolis Colts punter and now podcaster Pat McAfee. He's ending a lawsuit after McAfee apologized Thursday for his previous on-air statements that Favre had been, quote, stealing from poor people in Mississippi. Both of these former NFL players announcing together the settlement. And again, McAfee, to his credit, apologizing on YouTube, said he did not have to make a payment to Favre to settle the suit. As he went on to say, as I confirmed in my court papers, and I repeat here, my statements expressed in comedic style were solely based on public information and allegations. As a talk show host, we have to walk the fine line, I'm talking for myself here, of trying to be educational and funny and taking facts from all over the place and making a statement that you hope is factual, but also you kind of want to be original. If you're sitting here regurgitating stuff that you, the listener, you've already heard 25 times somewhere else, you're probably not going to keep tuning in. And Pat McAfee, I've watched his podcast. He does a very good job. Now, he's very X-rated with his language. He is a high-strung individual for sure on his Pat McAfee show that's huge. I mean, he's made, I think he's got over $100 million a year coming in on that thing. And the Y'all Show is quickly going to be there too, we hope. But yes, it's good to see a gentleman's agreement reached between these NFL alumni. Now, Favre still has defamation lawsuits pending against another NFL player, Shannon Sharp, and as well as a auditor of Mississippi, Shad White. Favre said that Shannon Sharp, also a TV host, Favre said that the former Denver Bronco wide receiver made egregiously false statements about him on the Fox Sports talk show Skip and Shannon Undisputed. And he says that Shannon Sharp said that Favre, quote, stole money from people that really needed money. Favre not happy with this whole deal. Now, Shad White has said that from 2016 to 2019, the Mississippi Department of Human Services misspent more than $77 million in welfare money. Prosecutors have said the department gave money to nonprofit organizations that spent it on projects such as a $5 million volleyball facility at the Southern Miss campus, a project for which Favre agreed to raise money. And this continues to be a big story within Mississippi, but because of the celebrity ties, it becomes kind of a more of a national story of interest. And Brett Favre, at least with Pat McAfee, has shook hands and decided to move on. Congratulations to the city of Mableton. This is a town in Cobb County, Georgia. It's a town that's now a city. And guess what? Mableton, Georgia, just held its first ever city council meeting this week. And Mableton, Georgia, is now Cobb County's largest city with 80,000 residents. Now, Mableton's north of Atlanta. Cobb County is where Marietta is. I cannot believe that Mableton is bigger than Marietta. But that's what this article says here from Atlanta. And this newly formed city of Mableton had their first city council meeting. I guess they were just a community that turned into a city. The mayor is Michael Owens. And they started a city from scratch, it appears. Voting on positions for city clerk, city attorney, and a mayor pro tem. Mableton, Georgia. Salute from all of us right here at the Y'all Show. 80,000. How about starting up a city with 80,000 people out of nowhere? But a lot of people, as you well know, in Atlanta have stretched out to the suburbs. And it appears that this Georgia town, or should I say city, is doing their due diligence to get up and going and 80,000 strong at Mableton, Georgia. I got to remember exactly where that is. Let's see here. Mableton, Georgia. I know I think I passed through there. It would be that South Cobb area, not all that far from the Atlanta Braves new stadium, Truist Park. And they may even have a Mableton address now that I think about it. So it would be southeast of Marietta is Mableton. I know it's not far from Powder Springs. The Vinings is not far from there. But nearly just a stone's throw if you've ever been on I-20 west of Atlanta. It's nearly touching Six Flags, but it's on the north side of I-20 is where Mableton is. Okay. And now the largest city, and I was a couple of miles off. I guess Truist Park would be closer to Smyrna as opposed to where Mableton is. But another example of just how huge the Atlanta metro area is. And they got them a new city, and we wish everybody in Mableton all the best here from all of us here at Y'all Talk with an Accent on Georgia and Alabama and Tennessee and Kentucky and every other darn southern state. We're awful proud of you. Hang on, we will come right back here. We've got a southern sports update. At least one team has taking care of business in the NBA. We'll tell you what's going on there. We got some more playoff action going on in the association here on this Friday night. All of that is ahead here on Talk with an Accent on everything Southern, whether it's news, sports, food, music, and so, so much more. Thank you for being a part of Y'all.
Record Service hope you never have an accident, but If it happens, call us or have the authorities call us, and we will take care of everything. Mann's Record Service will tow your vehicle to a secure lot or deliver the vehicle to a repair shop of your choice. Work with your insurance company, meet with the adjuster, and call you to discuss the alternatives to get you back on the road. Don't stress when you have an accident. Call Mann's Record Service, 424-2173. We take care of everything.
Physicians Quality Care, we treat you like family. Come and be our guest, it's a pleasure serving you. We're not business as usual, it's the little things we do. 7 days a week, 7 days. Physicians Quality Care, we treat you like family.
You know us for urgent care, but we're also your best choice for primary care.
I'm Brent Rutter.
And I'm Tiffany Simpson. Together, we provide our Jackson patients with excellent ongoing medical care.
Call us today, and we'll be happy to see you.
But if Milan's closer, give me a call. I'm Lindsay Crocker, and I'm ready to see you today.
Physicians Quality Care, we treat you like family.
Roberts Jewelers, your local jeweler for over 75 years. Thanks for choosing Roberts as your local family-owned business. Roberts has an in-house jeweler and appraiser, Dennis Hornsby, who is a graduate gemologist and has been with Roberts for over 30 years. Roberts does custom design jewelry in their very own RJ Case Custom Design Studio. Book your appointment with Chris online at robertsjewelersinc.com. Stay in the know with events and promos on Roberts Jewelers Facebook and Instagram. Roberts Jewelers, 405G Van Drive in Jackson.
Hey, y'all. Having trouble finding the right property? Looking for them through all the wrong places? It's a hassle and a lot of work. And at Keller Williams Prime Team, finding the most suitable property is not a challenge at all. Our agents have the knowledge and experience. Finding properties, negotiations, and more are all the things we can do to complete the transaction for you. We have a team member that would be great for you, and finding that perfect property is never a problem with us. Expect friendly agents, excellent services, and skills at Keller Williams Prime Team. Learn how we can bring the warmth of home to our clients. Give us a call, 731-300-7100.
Collision specialists, certified collision experts. With many of the newer vehicles, manufacturers are training specific shops to do their repairs and certify that they're capable of repairing a vehicle back to pre-accident condition. These shops have to pass certain criteria to be certified, such as having the latest equipment and training. Collision specialist is certified for Nissan, Infiniti, Chrysler, Fiat, Dodge, Hyundai, just to name a few. Collision Specialists, your certified collision repairers. 668-9263 or visit us at 96 Fairway Boulevard, Jackson.
From the Smokies to the Bayou, this is the Y'all Show on West Tennessee Super Talk 93.1 FM.
Oh, Shenandoah, I long to hear you. Oh, we're rolling river. Oh, Shenandoah, I long to hear you.
Of NBA excitement because they just haven't put away their series. That would be what's going on with the Miami Heat and the New York Knicks. Is the Heat Knicks series, let's see here, where am I, yes, that is a 3-2 series. I thought it was still got to have a game six. That's going to be this Friday at, let's see, in Miami. I don't have a time for this, but ESPN will have the coverage of the Heat and the Knicks, game six. And if New York somehow wins that game, they'll have a game seven in New York on Monday night on TNT. But at least the Nuggets clinching their way, and then for the other series between the Lakers and Warriors, they'll have a game in L.A. tonight as that series right now with the Lakers leading 3-2. If somehow Golden State and Mr. Curry prevail, there'll be a Game 7 on Sunday in San Francisco. But at least Denver can take a few days off, catch their breath, because they have moved on with their NBA life. I don't talk too much here on this program about hockey, but we got to give mad props to the Carolina Hurricanes, as in Raleigh on Thursday night, they were able to knock off in their playoff series the New Jersey Devils and the Carolina Hurricanes advancing now and await the, I think, Florida Panthers. They're in a playoff deal with the Maple Leafs, if my arithmetic is correct. But yes, Carolina easily knocked out the Devils. 3-2 was the game 5 result, but they take that series 4-1. You got the Dallas Stars and the Seattle Kraken also in some playoff action. And right now that series appears to be Dallas with a 3-2 lead. They've got a hockey game coming up Saturday that could be a prevailing win for the Dallas Stars. The Golden Knights and Oilers are also in the NHL playoffs, as well as, let's see here, one other one. I think I missed out on, I told you about the Maple Leafs and Panthers. Their series right now appears to be knotted up at 2. No, the Panthers have a 3-1 lead, and they can wrap this thing up tonight on TNT as they play at Toronto, Panthers, which they're the ones that knocked off the Bruins in the first round. A surprising deal for the Florida Panthers. Not the Carolina Panthers of the NFL, but the Florida Panthers advancing toward maybe a Stanley Cup. You know, the Tampa Bay Lightning have also been quite good in NHL play for the last, really for the last decade. And the Hurricanes and all these other NHL teams seem to be catching steam at the right time. Or should I say, they got their pucks flying in the right direction. Let's go to the NFL. They had their schedule release on Thursday night, officially announcing all of the upcoming contests, and it will be awesome to see. For example, your defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs should have a fairly formidable opponent with their first game. They're going to be playing the upstart Detroit Lions. That's going to be the September 7th home opener at Arrowhead in the traditional Thursday night primetime season opener for defending champions. They're going to be playing the Lions to start the regular season. How about that? Also, that opening weekend, you've got the Philadelphia Eagles. They're going to be playing that opening weekend. The Chiefs and Bengals were going to have a rematch of the AFC Championship game on New Year's Eve in Week 17. So the neat thing about the way the NFL does this schedule release is, I'm pretty sure I'm right on this, every team gets rather creative and they come up with really unique ways to present how they're going to have their season schedule for the forthcoming season. And I saw the Tennessee Titans have a man on the street type thing where they show their opponents' logos and people try to guess what that logo is. And if you're a sports person, you just can't imagine how somebody wouldn't recognize one of these NFL logos instantly. You know, I know for one team, I think the Titans play the Falcons. And so they're on the Broadway in Nashville, Lower Broadway. They showed a sign of the Atlanta Falcons official logo. And I think the person said, oh, that's a red dragon. Now, how the heck you can turn the Atlanta Falcon bird logo into a dragon is beyond me. But kudos to the Titans staffers who went out there and did a pretty creative way of showcasing their team's forthcoming schedule with a man on the street. The old Jesse Waters trick, if you will, of showing off sometimes just maybe we're not as smart as we think we are. But a lot of people, and these were Americans, these were likely Tennesseans they were interviewing on the street, not people who had just got off a plane from somewhere on the other side of the world who have no clue what the NFL even is and can't tell you what a logo for an NFL. There's only 32 teams, but it was pretty creative the way they did that. And I've seen, for example, Peyton Manning is the star of the Denver Broncos schedule release. My favorite team had a kind of a theatrical presentation where they were all participating in a play and showed their opponents and more. And the funny thing is, depending on the team's nickname, when the opponents announce that team, they can really poke fun at that team. For example, the Miami Dolphins make for an easy target when you're having a schedule release if they're on your schedule, because It's easy to find little rubber fish out there. And squish the fish is a common phrase in NFL world. But the NFL schedule now officially released for 2023. Elsewhere in the NFL, it has now been announced that the New England Patriots are going to officially honor a guy that helped them win a couple of Super Bowls, and that will be Tom Brady. He's going to be honored at the Patriots' home opener against the Philadelphia Eagles on September 10th. That's who Philly's playing. I didn't tell you who Philly was playing a minute ago, but they're playing at New England to start the 2023 season. And Robert Kraft invited Tom Brady back, saying that he's going to come back to be with us at the opening game and let the fans of New England thank him. It will be the beginning of many celebrations to honor Tom Brady. That from Patriots owner Robert Kraft. September 10th is going to be there. That kickoff of that game is 4:25 in Foxborough for Tom Brady's celebration. Brady said he was retiring for good from football back on February 1st. I wonder if the Patriots are going to retire his famous number 12 jersey. I'm sure they will. I'm sure they will. I guess he has taken this year off from sports because he's going to start showing up on Fox Sports as a lead analyst very soon. But I don't think that kicks in this fall. I don't think. But if it does, hey, I'm excited to see Tom Brady in the broadcast booth. We've seen Troy Aikman segue to that role and has done a darn good job, in my opinion. I like Troy Aikman's voice. A lot of people think Tony Romo does a good job. His voice annoys me a little bit. But, yeah, and the fact that Tony Romo never made it to a Super Bowl gives to me a little bit of a sting. Now, to Troy Aikman's credit, man, he's got a couple of Super Bowl rings during his time in Dallas. And that guy has every right to be in the broadcast booth. But Tom Brady's going to be shining brightly. I guess Troy Aikman took off for, who is he with now? I guess I wasn't paying attention this fall. Troy Aikman with maybe Amazon or somebody like that. There's been so many changes with the way that the broadcast rights have gone with the NFL. But I do know that he and Joe Buck are still a team wherever they ended up landing. I don't care who hosts. I don't care who's the play-by-play. I just want to see quality coverage when I'm tuning in watching a football game. And it better be, because if you're like me, you've seen these YouTube ads, because YouTube's now going to be the home of the Sunday Ticket for 2023. And I went online the other day to explore exactly how much that costs, because I'm a guy that likes NFL football. And I go out of my way often on Sundays, because there's nothing else going on usually, to go to a sports bar, if you will, and sit down and watch the various games, follow my favorite team, just have a good relaxing day, hang out with some buddies, sometimes with family. But I go out of my way to watch the Sunday Ticket at a sports bar. And when you total it up, I probably, and I'm on the cheap because I don't normally drink alcohol on a Sunday or other days of the week oftentimes, but because I don't drink alcohol, my ticket is not quite so much when I'm settling up with my waitress. I probably spend about $25 each time I go watch a game at the bar. That's for my various sweet teas and unsweet teas, plus my chicken tenders or whatever else I order, plus a very generous tip, of course. $25. And I probably went up there during a 17-week season half the time. So let's just say I went 8 times. That's $200. I spent $200 to watch my favorite team. And when I went the other day to look at what the YouTube option would be for watching the Sunday Ticket, it was, I think, about $350 to sit there and watch it off of YouTube. Now, the advantage of that is it's about $150 more than I paid when I went to a restaurant, but I can watch every single game. Plus, I don't have to leave my house. And I think you can also watch it on another device like my phone. If I'm going down the road, I can keep up with the games. It may not be the world's worst deal. The better deal for me is to find a buddy, and we can watch it together. Primarily a buddy that would be wanting to see the same exact things I'm wanting to see, following the same team is what I'm hinting at. But I don't know if I'm going to break down and spend $300. Another caveat, at least to the NFL Sunday Ticket that I was able to see when I was exploring that option, is they want you to sign up for YouTube TV for several months. So you not only are having to get the Sunday Ticket package, but you have to have YouTube's service that's called YouTube TV, which I hear is very good, but I'm okay not having any of those premium services right now. I got to put my effort into y'all, not watching TV. you catch me. But the NFL season, now officially the way this season's going to play out, announced on Thursday, and go watch some of those videos of various teams and the way they got creative with their presentation of their schedule for the new year. We will take a time out here on the Y'all Show. When we come back, we're going to switch over and go back to Monday for ICYMI, in case y'all missed it, as Megan Hedwall was our very special guest, and she's going to tell us about getting fit when we come right back. Stay tuned.
Spring is in full swing, and that means it's time for all your spring home improvement projects. City Lumber Company of Dyer offers an abundant selection of hardware, a full-service lumber yard, and full-service paint, all in one stop. Come in and check out the Door Busters for April. 12-ounce Krylon Fusion all-in-one paint plus primer, $4.99. 60-watt LED work light, $39.99. Bostitch Framing Nailer, $209.99. 47-inch Square Point Shovel, $14.99. And for a full look at the April Doorbusters, visit their Facebook page or the website at citylumbercompany.com. As always, City Lumber Company of Dyer can fill your home improvement supplies no matter how large or small. The friendly staff is there to serve you Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 a.m. until noon. Come see them at 183 East Maple Street in Dyer, or give them a call at 731-692-2287. City Lumber Company of Dyer.
Sakura Japanese Restaurant set the standard in West Tennessee for sushi, specialty rolls, and hibachi grill items. Sakura also offers a Chinese menu with lunch specials available Monday through Sunday. All lunch specials served with egg drop or hot and sour soup, salad, and mixed rice. Sakura also offers a full bar with a happy hour on Fridays, 5 to 7 p.m., and Saturdays all night, 2-for-1 domestic beers. You can dine in the newly remodeled dining area at 70 Carriage House Drive or call Sakura at 731-664-2878 for takeout or delivery.
Jackson Off-Road Plus Complete Automotive Service Center is Jackson's one stop for diesel performance, suspension lifts, wheels, tires, and services and accessories for all types of vehicles at some of the lowest prices in West Tennessee. Just installed a new state-of-the-art front-end alignment system with the latest machinery and technology. Jackson Off-Road Plus, 1082 Highway 45 Bypass. Find them on Facebook, open 6 days a week.
Don't be afraid of the real estate market. Be afraid of hiring the wrong real estate agent. Are you wondering if you can still make money on the sale of your home? I'm Beth Haltom with the Haltom Home Team, and the answer is yes. Yes, you can. The Haltom Home Team has customized marketing systems, pricing strategies, and decades of experience that will guarantee you the most money for the sale of your home. We realize that selling your home can be stressful. However, the Haltom Home Team will work hard to make your real estate experience go from stress to success. We know that no two real estate transactions are alike, so we're going to walk you through the entire process, allowing you to have the confidence that you're getting top dollar for your home. The reason I can make all these claims is that we have helped thousands of happy families in the Jackson area to sell their homes in the past, and we will continue to help them in the future. I encourage you to take a look at our nearly 500 five-star reviews on Google. We look forward to meeting you and helping you buy or sell your home. Just call 984-2200 or Google the Haltom Home Team today.
Are you looking for a new opportunity? Seco Door, the nation's leading steel door and frame manufacturer located in Milan, Tennessee, is now hiring. Seco offers great working conditions, competitive wages, and a sign-on bonus and comprehensive benefits package including health, dental, and life insurance, paid holidays, paid vacation, 401k, on-site clinic, and many other benefits. Seco knows people are their most valuable resource. Join the team that secures our nation's schools, hospitals, government facilities, and offices. Seco is an equal opportunity employer. Text APPLY to 731-686-4204 to fill out your application today.
Unapologetically Southern. This is the Y'all Show on West Tennessee Super Talk 93.1 FM.
Probably a pretty good song to work out to. Welcome back to the Y'all Show. John Rawls, my name. And, hey, we have Megan Headwall as a part of this program. On Monday of this week, we introduced you to Megan, who is a CPT, Certified Physical Trainer, I think would be that acronym. And she came on to talk about getting fit, staying in shape. And, boy, is she a great example of what it looks like to be in shape. I should pay attention to Miss CPT and learn more. But we're going to right now have our ICYMI, that's right, in case y'all missed it. And this is from Monday of this week where Megan told us a little bit more about what she does to stay in shape and maybe some tips you can learn from Megan Headwall here. Again, ICYMI, here's a little clip of that Monday interview of which you can listen in its entirety by finding the Y'all Show on Spotify, iTunes, as well as other podcast options that you might enjoy. Here's John and Megan.
No, I have not. So I actually started lifting weights in college. I really liked running growing up, and the only thing I felt comfortable with was treadmills and cardio, and I started to realize, hey, I need to start lifting some weights and putting on some muscle. Which can be very intimidating.
What age did you start lifting weights?
I was about 20, 21.
Okay.
Yeah. So it developed into this love, trying to push my body, see what my body could accomplish. But getting started, like I said, the gym is such an intimidating place. So it's kind of getting over that fear of being uncomfortable in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
But once you start seeing results, it kind of becomes an addiction.
So for somebody interested in maybe changing their appearance or whatever, should they first join a gym? Should they try to do a few things around the house first? What do you tell people?
They should first consult their doctor.
Okay.
Make sure you got that out of the way and that you're physically, you know, capable. See if you have any limitations, you know, if you've had any injuries in the past or anything like that. Kind of get cleared to do it.
Yeah.
And if you're not sure where to start, there's plenty of gyms around. You can hire a personal trainer. We all have friends and family that go to the gym. Go with them. Learn from them. The way I learned was watching other athletes and fitness professionals online. And I just got a lot of my ideas from them.
That's Megan Headwall. She is a regular contributor here on the Y'all Show. And that was our introduction to Megan from Monday of this week. Go back and listen to that interview in its entirety, again, on Apple, iTunes, or podcast, or you can go to Spotify and search for The Y'all Show and subscribe, and you'll be able to listen to all of our Y'all Shows, including today's show as well. We have one little more segment left here on today's program, for this hour of today's program, so hang on, more of The Y'all Show coming right up.
Coming out, the music, and just seeing people you haven't seen in a while, especially due to the COVID pandemic. It's a good feeling.
I come to the farmer's market for the fresh produce and also for the food trucks.
I don't live in town anymore, but when I come back to see family, we love to go to the farmer's market. It's just a cool little environment. Everyone here is happy and enjoying all the produce. It's just nice. It's a Jackson staple.
I come to the farmer's market because there's a lot of products that you can't get, a lot of different produce that you can't get in places like Walmart, and I know they're a lot fresher, and actually the prices are better.
So if you like high-quality veggies, the Jackson Farmers Market is the place to go.
Come see what's waiting for you at the Farmers Market, downtown Jackson, Tennessee.
Asia Garden voted Jackson's best sushi and Asian restaurant, serving Jackson and West Tennessee for over 37 years. Walk into our dining room and know you're going to be served the absolute best Asian dishes from our expansive menu. You can also order directly from us at AsiaGardenJackson.com or call 731-668-9024. Since we're local, we can keep our fees at a minimum versus the competition. Asia Garden is West Tennessee's premier sushi and Asian restaurant. Think local. Think Asia Garden.
Roberts Jewelers, your local jeweler for over 75 years. Thanks for choosing Roberts as your local family-owned business. Roberts has an in-house jeweler and appraiser, Dennis Hornsby, who is a graduate gemologist and has been with Roberts for over 30 years. Roberts does custom design jewelry in their very own RJ Case Custom Design Studio. Book your appointment with Chris online at robertsjewelersinc.com. Stay in the know with events and promos on Roberts Jewelers Facebook and Instagram. Roberts Jewelers, 405G Van Drive in Jackson.
We're back here. Got a busy hour two headed your way after the top of the hour news. So hang on to your hat, y'all. This is the Y'all Show. You can connect us at 615-208-4184. Our direct line is 731, and that would be also 554-1169. It's the show that is all about the South, and we'll have hour two headed your way in just a moment. Hang on with us.